This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. And it's November 5th, 2014. And y'all know what that means. I mean, isn't it obvious? It's the day after the Toronto Raptors took on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'm your boy Sam, coming to you from sunny London, England. And I'm about to break down this ball game for you. Game 4 of the 2014-2015 regular season for the Toronto Raptors. So let's get into this. We got Raptors versus Thunder. Now, the Thunder are not really the Thunder right now because they're missing a couple of, fairly important guys, I guess you could say. Currently reigning MVP, Kevin Durant, and his running mate, all-star point guard, arguably the best point guard in the league, arguably the most athletic point guard in the league, Russell Westbrook, would pretty much be a starter on any team. So both of those guys are out, along with a couple of other players. That means that the Thunder are only suiting up 8 guys for this ball game. So if the Raptors could run these guys down, they should stand a great chance of taking this ball game. So let's get into it then, shall we? Let's just break her down. First quarter. First few minutes were a little bit quiet. Both teams were kind of feeling it out, making a couple of shots. And then Jonas starts to establish himself, which is what I was kind of hoping for. You know, I was talking about last game, so it's nice to see him start to do that in the first quarter. The 7:45 mark, he has a nice back down in the paint on Serge Ibaka and then a little lefty hook. 7:16 mark, Jonas with great hustle, saving an offensive rebound that was going on out on the right baseline, and he goes flying out, flicks it out from underneath him high, up into the air, into the hands of, I think, T. Ross. And then at the 7:08 mark, the same possession, Jonas gets fouled and makes 2 free throws. So that is exactly what I'm talking about. That's hustle translating into points. And that's all within 30 seconds of each other. And then 30 seconds later, Jonas, establishing position, gets a great feed from T. Ross in the paint. He turns around and finishes nice and easy. And looking like Jonas is poised to have a huge game. So, more on that. 6:09 mark, Serge Ibaka, who is, you know, basically a star player. Well, I mean, not basically, he is a star player. I was going to say superstar. That might be a bit strong. But an excellent player. He's still playing. And he was playing really well. In fact, I mean, I knew that he was developing a shot, but Ibaka was scoring all on deep shots. He had, at the 6:09 mark, he hits his third deep jumper of the game, and one of those was a 3. And by the way, Oklahoma City was 8 of 9 for field goal attempts. That is how you want to start a ball game. But the Raptors were scoring too. They're hanging with them. And at the 5:57 mark, Patrick Patterson drains a 3 from the right wing. Always nice to see P-Pat get those 3 balls going down. Really stretches the defense and makes him super effective. And that cut the Oklahoma City lead down to 1, 17-16. 3:59 mark, Kyle Lowry draws a foul shooting a 3. He's so good at that. Those pump fakes and getting the defender in the air and leaning in or causing them. I mean, he doesn't even really have to jump into them. The defender jumps on him. He really does draw a foul. He's not selling it. And he makes 2 out of 3. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but I just would like to see 3 out of 3. You know, especially coming off of last game, missing all those free throws, losing the game. For those of you that didn't listen or didn't check the last game, Raptors lost by 5. They missed 15 free throws. Lowry missed 6. Yeah, he was 7 of 13. So, not the best start. But still, he got us a couple of points. 2:34 mark. I'm just loving saying this. I might get this guy his own segment in the podcast. James Johnson, another spectacular play. This time the Raptors worked the ball around. Lowry with the swing pass to James Johnson on the right wing. And this is one of those examples of how a crisp set of passes can shift the defense just enough that once that third or fourth pass happens, that guy, if he's got a little bit of foot speed, can make a move, and he's got a clear path to the basket. And the Raptors swung it around, nice and smooth. Lowry with the last one to James Johnson. He recognized the defense hadn't shifted, and he takes one dribble, two big steps, and then just elevates and hammers the ball down from the right side. And man, can that guy get up. I mean, when he throws it, like, this is what amazes me about him, or guys like him, is that he can take one dribble from around the three-point line and get all the way to the rim and dunk it with ease. Like, he's not having to extend and reach. Like, he's up, you know, murdering the rim. He's not just squeaking it over the top. So, really impressive. OKC leading at that point, 23-21. And then the next 2.5 minutes of the quarter, the Raptors just could not get a hand in front of them, and OKC starts burying shots, and they're suddenly up 9, 30-21. Shooting 80%, by the way, for the quarter. Gravis Vasquez saves us with a little sweeping hook shot with 20 seconds left, and the lead is only 7 for Oklahoma City, 30-23. But still, give up 30 points to a team that's missing Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook? It's not fair. I mean, I guess in the Raptor defense, Amir Johnson was out this game. But still, we shouldn't be down. Shouldn't be giving up 30. So that one, that was a little bit frustrating. So we get to the second quarter, 11-18 mark. Serge Ibaka draining his second three of the game. And again, I know he's been working. I thought, last I recall, he was working on his mid-range shot. His mid-range game was pretty solid. But now he's draining threes? This guy's like, was he not Defensive Player of the Year or something? I mean, he leads the league in, like, blocks. I mean, he's just really rounding it out. I mean, he's really, I'd like to see what his off-season workouts are like. However, so that was at the 11-18 mark. 8 seconds later, Lou Williams with the answer. He gets a nice feed from James Johnson and buries a three. And then the 9:46 mark, we start to see a little bit out of Greg Steemsma. All right, haven't seen a lot of Steemsma play. I remember when he was with the Celtics, and I think this might be his first minutes with the Raptors. I'm not sure, but get this: his first minute on the floor, Steemsma draws a charge, gets an offensive rebound, a steal, and a strip. I mean, that's a good minute. That's a good debut if that was his first minute in a Raptor uniform. That's what I like to see. And then 9:22 mark. Off the nice work from Greg Steemsma, James Johnson drains a right wing three, which would be sweeter if it wasn't answering another deep Serge Ibaka jumper. So Thunder are still up 4, 35-31. 6:48 mark, Gravis Vasquez, sweet drive and finish, and Steemsma with great hands, or sorry, Vasquez with a sweet drive and a dish to Steemsma, but Steemsma for a big man showing excellent hands to scoop the ball up and then turn and finish it with a nice little layup underneath the basket. Really impressive play. Maybe I'm not describing it well, but Steemsma had to reach down pretty low and then flick it up, like his head was pretty much underneath the basket. And I know he's a tall guy, but it's still not the easiest play. And but the Thunder, not to be denied, they push the lead back to 9 after the Raptors miss a couple of open shots over about 2 or 3 minute stretch. DeMar, though, doing his best to keep the Raptors in it. The 4:20 mark, he has a nice drive, finishes, and gets fouled. Unfortunately, he misses the free throw, and I'm starting to have nightmares from the previous game that we're going to cough this game up to an undermanned squad on free throws. So at that point, it's 44-37. 3:05 mark, Kyle Lowry. Lovely play here. He takes contact on a left baseline drive, pulls up, hangs in the air, hits an 8-foot jumper, and one. And guess what? Makes the free throw. And I'm telling you, I was really worried. I was hinging the game on that free throw when I was watching. I said, if he misses this free throw, Raptors are losing this game. But he makes it. And the Raptors are down 6, 46-40. And 2:21 mark, Patrick Patterson. Very nice steal. Then flips it ahead to T. Ross. He goes in for the fast break layup. All of a sudden, the OKC lead is down to 2. They score a couple more buckets. get the lead back up to 6, 50-44. But 105 mark, T. Ross draining a right wing three. And it's 50-47. Then a weird play just after that. Sebastian Telfair, former Raptor. Well, I can't believe it's 2014 and I'm still talking about it. I mean, I remember Sebastian Telfair before there was internet. I'm pretty sure before the internet was a thing. Back when I used to read, back when Slam Magazine was your main resource for sort of underground basketball news. That's when Slam Magazine was the hoops hype of the world, or the realgm.com of the world. You would go to Slam and check it out. I remember reading about Sebastian Telfair when he was a high school player, and he got some run because he was Stephon Marbury's cousin. But yeah, former Raptors. Sebastian Telfair drives to the lane and inadvertent. At the time I definitely thought it was. I still kind of think it was, but he comes down, smacks Jonas on the face hard, and he's basically done for the night. His nose is bleeding. I'm not sure if Telfair made the layup or not, but it was on a layup attempt, and he came back and came down and nailed. He didn't make it. He came down and nailed Jonas, so he's done. So more on Telfair later. Okay. 44, much later, but still, more on him. 44-second mark, DeMar DeRozan hits a very nice and difficult right baseline jumper right over Serge Ibaka. And Ibaka, like I was saying before, is an excellent defender. And then a wow play, absolutely fantastic. And I love seeing this. 28.9 seconds, Kyle Lowry throwing an absolutely perfect lob pass from behind the logo at center court. Okay, so that's a good 5 or 6 steps from behind the half court line. Lowry flips it up to former Slam Dunk champion Terrence Ross, who skies and throws it down for the alley-oop dunk. And that cut the lead down to 152-51 Oklahoma City. So nice, strong close to the second quarter. Third quarter we go. 10:51 mark. Kyle Lowry. Gorgeous baseline, dribble drive, and a reverse finish. Seems like he's been practicing those because he's had 3 or 4 of those this season. Kind of taking in at full speed and then going to the left side of the rim and flipping it up over his right shoulder with the right hand. And with that basket, that gave the Raptors their first lead since it was 5-4. So it took them a couple of quarters, but they got there. 9:20 mark, DeMar DeRozan draining a right wing three after gorgeous ball movement. And DeMar's three-point shot is looking a lot more solid. Used to be a bit of a line drive. It's got some arc on it now. And feel much more confident when it's coming off his hands as a fan. So that's good to see. And that gave the Raptors a two-point lead, 56-54. 6:43 mark, Patrick Patterson nails a deep right wing three. That gave the Raptors the lead, 62-60. So obviously they'd been exchanging the lead for a couple of minutes. And then, to be honest, the rest of the quarter just felt like a D-League game. It was painful. It was one of those just filled with turnovers and fouls and missed shots on both sides. And the Raptors wind up holding on to the lead by 3, 73-70, which actually happened to be their largest lead of the game at that point. So, I realize it's only one possession difference, but felt good. And then, wow, to start the fourth quarter, James Johnson blocking Serge Ibaka taking a corner three. You know how hard that is? Serge Ibaka is tall. He's like 6'8", 6'9", even. And he might even be taller than that. I don't know. He's really tall. And he's taking a jump shot. James Johnson flies over, blocks it, but not out of bounds. So the Raptors maintain possession. That leads to a wide open fast break layup for Lou Williams. So Raptors up now 75-70. Then at the 10:51 mark, Grevis Vasquez draining a left wing three. And got to give props to Steemsma on that one because he got an offensive rebound earlier in the possession. So getting more good minutes out of him. And then the 10:22 mark, another wow play. James Johnson with a drive and alley-oop pass to who? Not T. Ross, not DeMar DeRozan, Greg Steemsma. That's right. Who doesn't dunk it, but he tips it in cleanly. And that gave the Raptors a 10-point lead, 80-70, a 7-0 run to start the quarter. Brilliant. 9:23 mark, Lou Williams hitting a 30-foot shot from the right wing with the shot clock winding down. Raptors up 11, 83-72. 6:55 mark, Grevis Vasquez, nice little hesitation dribble drive. He gets bumped, finishes, and one. Free throw is good. Raptors up 88-76. And the 6:37 mark, Lou Williams with a steal. He has a fast break finger roll finish. Gave the Raptors a 14-point lead, 90-76, and it was basically over at that point. 6:05 mark, Grevis has a really nice bounce pass to James Johnson, who snuck behind the defense. He throws down a two-handed dunk. Then the 2:41 mark, Patrick Patterson, lovely tip in off of DeMar DeRozan miss. Raptors up 9 at that point. So it was actually kind of a big tip-in because the Thunder were pressing a little bit. Then the 1:57 mark, really weird play. Sebastian Telfair, kind of, you know, trying to fight through a Hansbrough screen. And if you can picture it, Hansbrough setting the screen. Telfair goes to his right side, so Hansbrough's left goes to his own right. And as he goes by, he just raises his left hand and kind of open hand slaps him in the face. Not terribly hard, but hard enough that, you know, it definitely would make you mad if someone did it to you. Not hard enough to hurt him, but definitely slow enough to get caught for doing it. And it clearly seemed intentional, and I don't know, not like Telfair to do? I don't know, it was just kind of weird. And they gave him a flagrant 2 for that. Refs agree, it was unnecessary and deliberate. Hands to the face. And so he's gone. And Hansbrough winds up making 2 free throws off of that, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but for Raptor fans, it was a huge deal because they needed those 2 free throws to get to 100. And when the Raptors score 100 points at home, Raptor fans can take their tickets and exchange it for a slice of pizza over at Pizza Pizza. So, and that was all they got. The Raptors win 100-88. So I guess thank you, Sebastian Telfair, for smacking our guys in the face and getting all the 16,000 fans some pizza, 17,500, however many was there. Actually, let me take a look. Let's see what the attendance was. Ooh, I was way off. 18,877. Way to go, Toronto. Way to fill up that stadium. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so on to the box score. I mean, we'll check it out. And, you know, the Thunder only had 6 or 8 guys, and Percy Jones got injured during that game too, so they only had effectively 7. But really, what this came down to is that the Thunder, I mean, they could have made it a lot closer. They lost by 12. They missed 11 free throw attempts. 11. 14 of 25, 56%. The Raptors, on the other hand, got to the line 33 times, so that's 8 more attempts, and they drained 28, 84.8% from the free throw line. I mean, that is amazing. And if you want to take it even further, field goal percentage, Raptors 39.5. That's normally a losing percentage. And the Thunder 52.3%. But the Raptors also had 81 field goal attempts to the Thunder 65. And made double their free throws, 14-28. Huge. That is huge. So the Raptors improved to 3-1, 2-0 at home. That's what I'm talking about. I realize that the Thunder is, you know, when they're depleted like this, it's a team that we should beat, but we did. All right, and all you Raptor fans that have been with me for a long time, been watching this team for a long time, you've seen it. You've seen us lose these games that we should have won. So this is just nice. This is a new Raptor mentality. Building a culture of winning over there. That's what I like to see. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Next up, we got the Celtics tonight. So I will be back with you tomorrow for another Raptors Abroad breakdown. Thanks for checking us out. Peace.